This is Unsigned Acoustics. Take that somewhere else.
All right. Gotta focus on this message for the people. Use the power of the good instead of evil. The wicked run the game, but I see that they see through. Love and understanding, the only thing that we do. I'm gonna free my mind and my heart the same. It's been way too long, I gotta break these chains. Think twice about the chances that you take. In my only aspiration, bring the inspiration. And I know you don't know which road to follow. That don't mean that you ain't on the right track. Sometimes the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Gotta keep it moving and never look back. I said, gotta keep it moving now and never look back. Gotta keep it moving now and never look back. That's enough. But don't wait on me. Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll be right here before you tell the end of time. Don't worry about searching, searching far and wide. All that you ever wanted and needed is held inside, yeah. So don't look too far, don't look too far away, yeah. Oh, don't look too hard, don't look too far away, yeah. As I'm gathering pieces to the puzzle, I put my heart back together out the rubble. Too many agents out here, I don't want no trouble. That's why you know I mean it when I say I love you. I like to be somebody and feel no pain. Embrace the sun and heal the rain. Be good with that medicine you take. In my only aspiration, bring the inspiration. And I know you don't know which road to follow. But that don't mean you ain't on the right track. Sometimes the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Gotta keep it moving and never look back. I said, gotta keep it moving now and never look back. Gotta keep it moving now and never look back. Don't wait on me. I'll be fine. Cause I'll be right here for you till the end of time. Don't worry about searching, searching far and wide. All that you ever wanted and needed held inside, yeah. Your feet. Tell me the secrets now learned in your dreams. Show me your magic, girl. Make me believe, yeah. So don't look too hard, don't look too far away, don't look too hard, don't look too far.
Welcome back to Unsigned Acoustics. We got Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And our guest this week is...
Mike Ferreira.
Welcome, Mike.
What's up?
Why don't you go ahead and plug away and let everybody know where to come visit you at. I know you said you had a Facebook.
Yeah, man. You can check me out, facebook.com/Mike Ferreira Music. And
why don't you spell that last name for everybody?
I was
going to
say, Ferreira is F, as in Frank. E.
Well, slow down.
I'm losing it right now.
It's F, as in Frank, E, R, R, E, R, A.
Whoa.
The R is the thing that looks like a backwards Y, right?
Apparently so.
So we just heard your original track. What was the name of that? I know you were wrestling with it. What did we decide on? Message, right?
Yeah, I was thinking, you know what I'm saying? I've been referring to it as Message, you know what I'm saying? Or Don't Look Too Far. So I think Message sums it up. So I'm pretty happy with that.
All right. So what is the influence behind the song? What inspired you to create it?
Honestly, that was one of those songs that's like, I have no idea where that
just comes along.
It just
you sit down to write one day.
Those are great.
It came along in like
those are the best
30 minutes almost.
Those do end up being the best ones. You're not trying so hard. It's not forced.
Those first two that were on my first EP, those were the best ones I've ever written, and those were ones that just came out of nowhere, basically.
Yeah, like you don't like it's hard to. I mean, yeah, it's hard to say like where it came from. I've been on a reggae kick a lot. Like I know we were talking earlier before we started the podcast. But the past year or so, year and a half, I've just been, like, just on some more conscious stuff.
He's like the white Bob Marley.
Yeah, I guess so. No, that's quite flattering.
I'm giving compliments.
Don't worry. I called him the acoustic Jack White. I think that might have been a little stretch as well.
Sure. Yeah, I don't even want to even put myself up there like that. But, I mean, you know, maybe one day, you know what I'm saying? People will message will resonate. I'll keep making music. That's
the point of it all.
Yeah. That's the idea, is keep writing new stuff. And yeah, man, the idea ultimately, I mean, I guess is like that line, my only aspiration is to bring the inspiration. Now, I don't know if I like saw that on like a church billboard somewhere and it just like sank into my subconscious or what, but it was just how I was feeling at the time. It was just like, man, I want like people to hear what I'm doing, and I want somebody to be like, oh, if he can do it, I can do it. You know what I mean?
He's being inspirational right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so that's really my whole, like, my whole mind state right now.
This podcast is brought to you by the Big Brother Foundation.
Well, who?
What is the Big Brother?
That's where you, like, take someone underneath your wing.
Oh,
you know?
I got,
mentor.
Oh, like, Big Brother. I was thinking, like, 1984, like, the.
No, not like the show.
Like, creepy.
What was that
I was
show,
thinking,
whatever. There's a show
Big
called
Brother's
Big Brother
watching
show.
You. Like,
oh,
I was born in 1984, so
I'm a baby. Everybody knows that on the podcast.
What's that?
I'm only 21. Everybody knows that I'm a baby.
That's what's up, man. I feel like an elder.
Not by much, man. Not by much.
No, man. You gotta stay youthful in your mind. Anyway,
that's why he does drugs.
You were talking about the organization of like taking care of younger kids and
yeah,
where people they volunteer to actually
being
help
a
the
mentor.
Community. You're actually being quite positive, and
I was trying to be, but you know, you're on that kick today.
I'm sorry, man.
A lot of time, his positivity is negative.
It's usually sarcasm. Everybody knows that.
I get it. I'm getting it. I'm getting it now. I see.
So you mentioned, you know, just kind of. One of the things you're trying to do is reach out and inspire people. Who has inspired you? I mean, no one becomes a musician without somebody touching them.
You're I see. That's what he said on my podcast. Way. He was like, "Who touched you?" I'm like, "Who touched me?"
Oh God.
Who inspired you to?
Well, there
to
was
play
that
music?
One time behind the barn when I was about 8 years old and.
Come here, I'm gonna make you squeal.
Don't talk about Willie Nelson like that.
I'm gonna make you squeal like a piggy.
This is taking a bad left turn. Anyway, no, okay, so who's inspired me? Honestly, like, as of lately, I mean, I've been listening to a lot of Soja, like Revolution, these guys. It's a band called Tribal Seeds. I think they're a San Diego, like, reggae group. I've been listening to a lot of stuff, and I mean, it's... yeah, it's inspiring to stay on some like reggae vibes, like some positive vibes and everything.
So that's really the kicker going on. It's really pushing you right now, is that?
I grew up listening to Bob Marley and Peter Tosh. And I mean, you know, just, I've always loved reggae, like Sublime. I was like actually obsessed with Sublime.
That's on my podcast.
That first album is one of my favorite albums ever.
40 Ounces to Freedom?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I
And their
probably,
second one is... probably better.
Like, yeah,
they're amazing.
It was back when you bought albums. I was listening.
I have the Sublime record at home. Yeah.
Yeah, I probably bought that record like 2-3 times because it gets scratched, get ruined. I mean, there was probably a point in my life from like 13 to, you know, probably 25 or something where I listened to that stuff like religiously. So, I mean,
it never gets old.
Yeah, and I mean, it was just a huge influence on me my whole life. And so now that I've been doing like a solo thing the past like year and a half, focusing on that, writing my own stuff and really focusing on being a solo, like, you know, artist in my own right. Yeah, that's where my heart is, you know what I mean? So.
So you've only been a solo artist the past year and a half or so. So you've done the whole band thing, and no bad feelings that way or anything, but you're stepping out on your own, trying to do it yourself now?
Yeah, I mean, we were playing, you know, bar band type thing, like cover band. It's just a grind, you know what I'm saying? And you don't get a chance to showcase your original stuff so much. And mm-hmm. I mean, you're kind of getting musicians that are trying to make money and get paid, so they'll come learn the songs, the set lists, come to your show, but it's kind of lacking that, you know, creative, like, collaborational effort, you know, that's so magical in so many bands, you know. So I think
they were looking more they were looking at it more of a business than art.
Well, yeah, I mean, in Nashville especially.
Well, you have to. I mean, you can do it as fun, but I mean, eventually everybody wants to make money doing it. I mean, that's the goal. So I mean, if you go into it without a business aspect, you're an idiot, because there is some business to it.
But that's not where the magic comes from. It's like, not. I understand that, and you make a good point, but I mean, if your sole focus going into it is to make money, then
it doesn't have to be, but if you put money completely out of it, then you'll never make money doing it. If you put money completely out of the picture.
I don't expect anybody to do anything for free.
Exactly.
Musically, I mean, especially, like, and that's the thing too, is what I found in Nashville. It's like, man, the better the musicians, that, like, they deserve to be paid, you know what I mean? And I don't, sure. like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, no. But it's like a hired gun situation.
But when they started playing guitar or piano, they weren't thinking about it as
like a thing where I'm gonna jump on this project or play for this guy's band or something. I mean, that's just a big part of the
culture. If you go into a band and all you're concerned about is getting, I mean, I understand, like, you're
that's
concerned
all they
about
are
getting
concerned
gigs
about
and everything
on
but
Craigslist anymore. You go on Craigslist, that's all they're worried about. They're like,
but the best bands don't come from Craigslist. No, they come by meeting up and just playing music for the love of music. Like, that's how the best bands are created. So no wonder yours never worked out.
You know, I mean, the thing was, the band did start as an original act. The original members, you know, kind of disbanded. The main, our guitar player, got married, had a kid.
That'll happen.
I mean? So that stuff happens. And then, we started getting, like, frat gig offers and stuff. So we started getting into that world, you know what I mean? And I kind of followed that for several years, like, doing that type of thing. And, yeah, getting money. Like, that was the idea. Like, that was the whole idea behind it. And I mean, yeah, the guys want to get paid, and they're great guys, great musicians, but they're on to the next gig when that's paying more, or this, that, and the other. You get left hanging sometimes. So, I mean, that just wasn't, you know, what I wanted to keep chasing necessarily. I figured, man, I want to work on my own stuff, and I've been blessed, like, to have opportunities to travel and showcase my solo stuff, which was really the catalyst. Was like, okay, yeah, I gotta do this. Like, people showing love, like, all around the world. I've been really lucky to, you know what I mean, be able to travel. I went to Europe last summer and stuff. And
who are you traveling with?
I've been traveling with my cousin's band. Another lucky thing that my cousin just happens to play in a band that, you know, they professionally, like, they're they're on tour, like, pretty much 9 months out of the year type of thing. I mean, he's always somewhere. Like, he just called me. He just got back from a place called Golden Knife Canada or something like that. Now, I don't know if that's the right name. So, anyway, don't quote me on that. But it was somewhere in the nether regions of, like, northern Canada. Like,
we don't have any Canada listeners, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, they eat seal blubber and shit to survive. Yeah, exactly. Like, that was kind of... Anyway, yeah, no, I don't think it was that bad for real. But yeah, no, they're really far away. Like, so he's always around. Like, he's a global, like, traveler always. And it's a kirtan band. I don't know if y'all know what kirtan is.
No.
It's like mantra music. It's Indian kind of world music. It's like fusion.
Interesting.
They they mix a lot of kind of Western ideas with the Eastern, like...
Do they have a sitar?
Yes, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Awesome. And, I mean, it's not like the main focus. Like, some songs will have a sitar.
Sure, sure.
You know what I mean? Or they'll find a sitar player that'll come and do some stuff with them. But it's like Hindu devotional music, you know? Like, you'll find it in their yoga class. The band's called the Mayapuris. Shout out to the Mayapuris. They were, like, number one on iTunes when they dropped their album, like, World Music. So, I mean, they're fairly well known, I mean, in that niche, you know, in that market. And,
We just had the, we just had the headphone amp fall off.
Little headphone action.
We need to tape that down.
I know. Velcro.
It's all good. So, but yeah, so like, you know, they play, it's like a more conscious, that's probably also where I've gotten a lot of inspiration from. They've been on some more conscious crowds and like
deep thinking philosophically.
A lot of veganism.
So is that what you want? Do you want your music to actually speak about something, or do you just want, is that what you want?
Absolutely not. Tell you a little more about myself. I mean, I've done a bunch of different things musically. Like, I've tried, like I said, playing a frat gig bar, like bar band thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, anyway, yeah, you've been there.
So doing that, I've done like selling beats, like making hip hop music, doing rap stuff. Shit, you know, I was doing a solo thing many years ago, but like, you're asking me like what I want, and now like I'm realizing that what I do want to, like, I have to commit to is like that positive message, that inspirational message. Like, I have to commit to that. That's like what I must do. That's what I found.
That's cool, man.
So I mean,
it's cool.
If you have to stick to something, you know what I mean?
I won't even hate on that too much. Usually I'd hate on something by now, but you know, that's pretty cool actually. That's pretty neat.
That's what's up, man. Well, I mean,
I think with you doing so many genres, like, that just helps make you a well-rounded, talented artist.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah, I mean, I've been lucky. I've been blessed to be around like different groups of people, and like it's definitely
just take little bits, little good things from each little section, and
that's right,
build your own.
That's right, man. I mean, so
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
That's what's up, dude.
All right, so what are some of the places you've been at touring? What's some cool cities you've seen?
Well, I mean, last summer, I mean, we went to Europe, and we were in Stockholm, Sweden. We went to Florence, Italy, and Prague. That was like a triumvirate for about, you know, it was like a month-long tour. And we got to stay in each place for roughly 10 days or so. And it was really cool. I mean,
it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, no, I was like, yeah, I was really blown away by the experience, ultimately. Like, it just was enriching. I learned a lot about myself. I mean, I figured out a lot of stuff in life that I was kind of, you know, you have questions in life and you kind of get a different perspective, being around other cultures. And like, I look forward to doing way more traveling. Like, I've been in Nashville a few months now since the last little stint, and I'm like, ready to hit the road again, man. Like,
tired of this town again.
So does your, cousin let you open up for him at all when you, like, they're on tour or what?
You know, it depends on the gig. A lot of these gigs are like, we did some colleges. They're from Florida. So, I mean, mm-hmm. we were doing, later in the summer, I went back down to Florida and I was doing like college gigs with them. And basically, like, it would be like the yoga, like club, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Would hire them, you know?
Yeah.
And, I'd be able to play like in the middle of the set. Like, I'd play guitar.
Well, that's cool though.
Yeah, I'd play guitar basically for the band. You know,
that helps build your fan base though a little bit too, as long as you're marketing it right.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I still like am in contact with tons of people on Facebook like all the time that, you know, were there at shows and saw me with the Mayapuris and stuff. So it's like, you know, like, yeah, it's you know, I feel super grateful for that. You know what I mean? And, yeah, like, so if I post something on Facebook, I'll automatically hear from all these people that were like, you know, hey, where do I find you? Last year, I really didn't have anything available. Now it's like I'm getting it together, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm playing open mics. I'm unsigned acoustic, you know what I'm saying?
This is the only guy I've not shit on too much just because he's so positive. It's hard to. It's hard to.
Feel free, man.
It's hard to, though, man. It's like shitting on Jesus, man. You just don't do it. It's just...
Where are you from?
Man, I'm actually, I was born in San Francisco and then moved here when I was like 4 years old. So
born a hippie.
I was, oh my God, I'm like such a hippie. My parents were never married. Like they lived together, you know, the whole time I was growing up, you know. But yeah, my dad is from Boston. My mom's from Iowa. And
you
got to
do the accent if you say Boston.
Boston, kid. My father. My father's from the
Harbor.
Makes
me think of Marky Mark.
Marky Mark, he's like, he's kind of distressed. That's terrible, Marky Mark.
It wasn't bad, actually.
He's a little distressed whenever he talks.
It's my question now. It's my time.
No, hold your horses, you little young 3-year-old child, you.
It's my time.
So maybe not
animosity.
Maybe not born, but raised here in Nashville.
Raised in East Nashville, man. I've seen it change. I've seen the spots where we could buy cigarettes.
Seen the riots.
Yeah, I mean, the riots. There's been no riots out there. Anyway, I've seen it change, like, dramatically. You know, it's like what I said. I was saying the bodegas that used to sell us, like, single cigarettes when we was, like, underage. Now, it turned into a sushi restaurant. Now I think it failed. No, they're trying to work out something else that's more profitable, but... That's just kind of the microcosm. You guys already know, like, it went from being pretty ghetto to pretty trendy now, so. And I've seen it.
Ghetto's in, man. Ghetto's in style right now.
It's like, yeah, that's true. It's like, but it's like the same thing that loves it kills it sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
one gang shooting and we can't have no ghettos anymore.
Yeah, it's like, but we like that, like, hipster, like. You know, bohemian
tight pants, Chuck Taylors.
Yeah, let's, you know, now all the houses
talking
are like
right
$250,000 houses, and it's like, I guess that's ghetto these days, man.
What was the reasoning from coming from San Francisco to Nashville? I mean, obviously,
his
at 4 years
moved.
Old, you don't have control of it, but go ahead and go into that.
Well,
a little
I was
bit.
Just getting a little distraught with the environment out there, and
just
I was
tired
like,
of that town, too. I gotta move on.
I was like, Mom and Dad, it smells here. Can we move somewhere where it doesn't smell so bad?
Well, no, my dad was writing a lot of songs. He'd been a songwriter and stuff, like, and played in bands and everything.
What is your dad's style? We haven't talked about that.
Good question. That's a good question, because in San Francisco, he was playing in a band called Rockin' Daddy, and it was like rockabilly.
That is a good name, though. I'm not going to lie. It's a pretty good one. That could come back.
His story is that he fucking... saw Bruce Springsteen, like, this is before Born in the USA came out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he had a demo of his band, Rockin' Daddy, and he saw his tour bus at some venue or something. He basically hopped on the tour bus, like, without them knowing, like, and was just like, here. And as the security was, like, taking him away, Bruce, like, grabbed his tape, Rockin' Daddy. Next thing you know, Bruce Springsteen put out Born in the USA, and at the end of the song, he's like, I'm a real rockin' daddy from the USA or something like that.
So Bruce Springsteen stole it from your dad.
I'm not saying that he stole it for sure, but...
There's an 80% chance.
Something like that.
It's pretty high.
Anyway, that's my dad's, like,
wow
story that he tells.
That's
so.
A great... We gotta bring your dad.
We gotta look
just
into
have
this.
Him, just have him tell it.
I mean,
we gotta hire a private investigator.
My dad's a pretty cool cat, dude. He's got, like... he came to Nashville to do songwriting.
Yeah.
Wound up staking his, like, claim to fame doing, like, art, like, paintings. He's got paintings hanging in Douglas Corner. They've been hanging there for 15 years. He's got paintings all in Robert's Western Wear on Broadway. Like, all those paintings up there are all his. Like,
you got to show us some before you leave.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And Third and Lindsley hang some of his stuff.
Oh, I love that place.
I'm definitely a big art guy, having a whole sleeve. I mean, art's my thing, so definitely want to look at that stuff.
Man, yeah. I mean, I've got a bunch of his stuff in the at my house. So, I mean, yeah, come by sometime. Check it out.
Yeah, everybody come by. He's going to list his address here in just a second.
Yeah, I'm at...
come by and loot it.
Boop. No.
I'm at 123 Not Gonna Happen Lane.
Mystery Lane.
I guess it's time for Joe's segment now.
Yay. Gotta ask it. Let me cut in.
So, if you could be like... like somebody famous, or, you know, maybe we could even refer to it as a rock god.
Rock god!
Who would that be?
Man, it's so hard to say, because all the ones that I like, you know, they all, like, overdosed and died.
I mean, they don't have to be alive. I mean, let's just say
either,
like, they
either
live.
That or a like, helicopter or a plane crash.
I would hate to be like, yeah, I mean, one of my favorite musicians, I'd be like, yeah, I'd love to be, you know, Jimi Hendrix. But then it's like, well, he died so fast.
Well, you can make better decisions.
If I had to choose, I would.
But Jimmy had quite the ride.
He did that.
I would choose Mick Jagger, dude.
Wow. That's not a bad choice.
Or Prince. Both of these guys won.
Man, but Prince went a little bit off the deep end. He changed his name, so now it's just like, isn't it just a symbol now or
I
something
think he's
now?
Back to Prince now.
Is it? Did he change it? He's like Snoop Dogg. He changed it to Snoop Lion. Now he's back to Snoop Dogg. So Prince does the same thing. Yeah,
even better. I think I'd have to pick Snoop Dogg over all those guys.
Oh, there you go.
Fuck the bullshit. I mean, who has more fun and is more like awesome
movie star, rapper?
I don't know,
TV
man.
TV personality.
That's an interesting question. I've always, you know, I've always been pretty good, you know, being myself. But yeah, if I had to choose someone else's life to live, yeah, there's nothing wrong with there's Snoop. I mean, Mick Jagger, dude. You know, they were just
oh yeah,
right? I don't.
Everybody
guys...
makes fun of him, but Mick Jagger is the shit now.
He's like 70 and he's still moonwalking and
oh yeah.
They win, dude.
We had to talk about Billy Idol and Iggy Pop. Iggy Pop and Billy Idol are both the best looking. Like, they're like, what, 75, almost 80 years old, and them motherfuckers still look the same right now, so.
Yeah, no, they got a little bit wrinkle.
Not bad. Iggy Pop's like 80-something right now. Iggy Pop's
He takes baths and infant blood.
Probably.
So, I have a question.
Him and the Queen of England are having these little... blood baths, staying young, you know. Oh my god.
Anyway. I have a topic that I'm interested in getting your thoughts on. So like, what is your stance on the best way to get the public to support live music and come out and see the shows? Have you noticed, is there a drop off on that, or do you have any ideas to just connect with them more?
Me personally, or how do I think other people do it?
Either, in general.
Do you want it the right way, or both? Do you want it the way that I want everybody else to do it, so I succeed and you fail?
I don't want anyone to fail. Like I said,
I just want you to not make it as far as I do. That's what I want. I don't care if you make it decent.
Man, hell no. I don't. I'd rather somebody... make it. I hope everybody makes it, man. Like, I really like it.
There's room for everybody.
Then who's going to buy the album?
There's room for
no
everybody.
No one buys albums anyways.
It's
dude.
A crying shame from an audio engineer point, because it's it's bad sound quality than MP3s are. CDs are better.
They cut off all the high end.
They take away all the room atmosphere and all the good sounds that we get in the studios.
That's why I will have a record player for the rest.
That's why
of my
I buy
life.
CDs still. I support CDs.
Have you even seen a record? Do you know what they are?
Yes, I do.
Man, the vinyl's taken off, though. I mean,
it has.
I'm glad that it's. I mean, it's the same. Like, think about it. They were like 8 tracks. Reel to reel was big. Then they had the cassette was big. The CD, you know, CD has been around for a long time. I mean, they're cool, whatever. But it's like, man, how many? Like I said earlier, I bought that Sublime record like 3 or 4 times. The CD's scratched, and it's like. I didn't feel bad when I downloaded the album, like, you know, much later.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I download songs, but when I listen to a CD, I'm more impressed with the actual quality from an engineer's standpoint.
Well, of course.
Yeah. It's just,
absolutely.
It's me. I don't listen, but I don't listen like a normal listener anymore. I really can't even appreciate music like I used to, because I nitpick shit anymore.
Yeah.
It's awful almost to listen to music. That's why I listen to podcasts.
I mean, I still listen to MP3s just for the convenience. It'll sound great.
It sounds much better, yeah, especially when you're high.
So you have
figuratively, not drugs. We'd never promote drugs on the podcast.
No, kids.
We drug test.
Yes, that's right. Drug test every person who comes on this podcast.
So
Kyle watches them pee in the cup.
I know that was a little rough earlier, guys. I was a little nervous. I had stage fright. A little bit.
You were shaking. I almost held it.
We might just
you.
Keep this going and like delete the beginning. And like, yeah, fuck it.
So you have quite the beard on you. Do you
keep animals in that beard?
Do you wake up and it just poof looks that way, or do you run a comb through it?
I'm gonna post a picture of him just so everybody can see this beard. It's pretty impressive.
I woke up this way, fellas.
Oh,
no beard
so
wax.
Jealous.
No.
I'll tell you the secret. A little secret is a coconut oil. Just a little.
Are you being serious right now? 100%
serious. Like, yeah, a little.
Like the actual cooking, like the cooking coconut oil that you buy. You know, I guess
you can use it for cooking or.
I think that's what it's meant for.
You could use it for cooking.
That's what it's used for. I watch the Food Channel. I
just enjoy the smell of coconut shrimp so much that when I put it in my beard all day, I'm just like.
That's actually
every once in a while the sun hits it just right.
I let my mustache grow out because I just want to like be able to taste the food from earlier. Basically.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the best. Like you eat Doritos and you're like, nacho cheese.
Exactly. You get a little of that whisker flavor, man.
Nothing like it. Nothing like it.
All right. So we're rounding third here. Let's
baseball turn.
Let's start wrapping up. We're heading home. We're going to take out the catcher.
Baseball time.
So are you a pitcher or are you a catcher?
Oh, I'm a catcher. Full blown, baby.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all aren't on that. Y'all catching that one.
I did too late.
I caught it. I was just shocked that he didn't from all the way across the room.
Well, that's all right, man. No, I used to play baseball when I was youngin'. Then I got hit in the face with a baseball, shattered my nose, and kind of put my career on ice.
Yeah, it's not worth it, is it?
Then I was like, I can sing now.
All right, so we're on to your cover song. What's the name of that one?
Cover song is it's called Meant to Be. It's
by
Revolution and Soja, the band.
Okay.
Soldiers of Jai's Army. I believe it's an anagram. Or is that what is it?
I don't know, but Jesus. It's a word.
What are those, you know?
It's a mouthful of something is what it is.
I mean, we're not good at English. We just sing and talk all day.
That's right. I got a spell check, double spell check, put it in some other word shit to check. I mean, it's awful when I post stuff in online anymore.
What is that? I'm sorry.
Is it like... an antidote?
No, an antidote. Anagram? Would be like the road stories or something.
I know what an antidote is. I just wanted to see if you'd
anagram,
like agree.
It's not an anagram. You know what I mean? Like the SAT standard, whatever. You know what
standard
I mean?
Testing.
What is? You know what I'm talking about?
It's not
about.
An standardized.
Oh.
Acronym.
Acronym. Right. There you go, Cindy.
An anagram is like a. That's like something.
I don't know.
That's like more metaphysical.
I'm naming off words here.
I don't. Listen. I had the words mistaken. It doesn't make for a good podcast, but.
It'll make for an entertaining ending.
Absolutely. So Soja, yeah, which is a, what was that word?
An acronym.
What is
right, an acronym for Soldiers
never,
of Jazz.
We never asked this question about covers, though. Is there a particular reason you picked it? Like, does it mean something to you? Is the lyrics something special to you? Do you just like it?
Yeah, man. A little bit of both, I'd say. I really like it, and I think that the words are really cool. The melody's really
what... Oh, yeah, the melody's killer.
I think the melody is what really got me on that song. Like, I just love that melody on there. And I also, you know, I can relate, you know what I mean, to, like, the verses and stuff. You know, he's talking about water never felt as good, but it's time to get away from here type of thing. It's like, got to keep on moving. Like, I've been to beautiful places, and it's like, yeah, you absorb that moment. It's kind of like the moment that we live in life, you know what I mean? So it kind of makes me think of that, like... Each moment is real beautiful, but it's like it's moving. Every moment's dead.
I'll tell you
like
what,
as soon as it starts, like
this has been a beautiful podcast. People are probably listening to this and falling asleep right now. This man's positivity.
I hope they're not falling asleep.
I hope not either. Else we're going
stay
off
awake.
The air.
Hey, wake up.
All right. Well, one last time where the fans can reach you at.
Yeah, Facebook.com/ Mike Ferreira Music. Mike Ferreira Music on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? You probably Google it and find my stuff out there, you know.
Awesome. Well, this has been Unsigned Acoustics with Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And our guest this week,
Mike Ferreira.
Talk to y'all next time.
Said it, I'd rather forget it. Past don't matter.
you see the past don't matter now. It feels like life is taking over. It feels like it's meant to be. It feels like life is taking over. It feels like it's meant to be. I can see the sunrise on my way. I can see the road rise to meet me. I can feel the earth underneath my feet. I can see the stars on top of me. Yeah, don't ever come down, come down. No, I need your light now, right now. Yeah, don't ever come down, come down. No, I need your light now, right now. Yeah, because it feels like life is taking over. It feels like it's meant to be. It feels like life is taking over. It feels like it's meant to be. Now that I've come this far, never looking back, no. Time to make a new plan up again. Now that I can see this clear, never going back, no, no. Time to make a new plan up again. Well, it was true when I said it, I'd rather forget it. Past don't matter now. You think I owe you, but I gotta go. You see, the past don't matter now. It feels like life is taking over. It feels like it's meant to be. It feels like life is taking over. It feels like it's meant to be. 'Cause I can see the sunrise on my way. I can see the road rise to meet me. I can feel the earth underneath my feet. I can see the stars on top of me. Yeah, don't ever come down, come down. No, I need your light now, right now. Yeah, don't ever come down, come down. No, I need your light now, right now. It feels like life is taking over. Feels like it's meant to be. Feels like life is taking over. It feels like it's meant to be.